Throughout the 66 books of the Bible, the 1185 chapters, the 31,607 verses, there isn't one that says you're a failure. It is time for us to lose the delusional concept and start having vision. Vision comes from changing your environment. Stop the insanity.
For your love offering of $25 or more, receive Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr.'s three-part series titled Stop the Insanity on CD or DVD. To order, call 1-800-650-9435.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Howard Hughes was one of the richest men of his day, right? One of the richest men. He's a billionaire, one of the richest men of the day. You know all he wore was khakis and regular cotton shirt? You never found him in a $5,000 suit. In fact, when you look at people who are multi-billionaires, they don't wear Louis Vuitton. They don't wear Yves Saint Laurent. They don't wear Rabbit Zolo. They don't wear Brioni. I was in New York City, and I went to the Brioni store because I wanted to just go in, right? So I go into the Brioni store, and the guy, he speaks Italian. His name is Edwin. So he and I are talking. I'm not buying anything, right? I'm not even buying a toothpick because that costs $175. So I'm not buying anything. So Edwin's talking to me, and he says, Mr. Lambert, our tailor, our chief tailor is coming from Rome, and he will hand make your suit for you. My flesh stood up. It stood way up. I forgot that I was born in North Philadelphia. It stood up. I swore at that moment I was from Villanova. It stood up, baby. It stood up. I said, when's he coming? He said, he'll be here at such and such a day. I said, that's just a train ride back up there. He said, yeah. He said, because he can fit you, and he'll make that thing, and it's all hand-sewn. I said, boy, I can wear that and have it on TV, and Lord have mercy. I said, I had already started thinking in my mind, alligator shoes, and not the tail of the alligator, the belly, the soft ones, right? So when you come put money at my feet, my shoes pick up the money. I had it all figured out. Brioni has cashmere socks that are $250 a pair for cashmere socks. I had things laid out. It was ready. And I said to Edwin, it's like the Holy Spirit says, ask him how much. I said, Edwin, how much will the suit be? He said, $12,500. I said, that was more than my first house. I said, I'm not going to live in it. But he said these words. He said, just think how good you're looking. I said, unless I was going to put the tag on my sleeve, how would anybody know that it costs that much money? It looks like it's just black material, and it looks like it came from Men's Warehouse. So we become covetous, and then we think people are going to know what we paid for. Covetousness keeps us in a field that God can't reach us. It begins to run our lives. It begins to dictate to us. It tells us to keep living in debt, to keep pushing ourselves where the Holy Spirit can't support us, because the concept is, if I live within my means, I don't have faith. All right. They upset with me now, Marty. They upset. Come finish this sermon. Watch this. We're going to be like Kojic. Now come hand it off to you, brother. But watch this now. He says, this is a good part. He said, God says you should be content because I will never leave you nor forsake you. Uh-oh. Now we get to the essence of Christianity. It is not for the accumulation of stuff. It is for the connection to God. Woo! Well, doggy. God did not save me to give me stuff. God saved me to give me him. Let me move on. I don't want to go. Whoa, glory. In the book of Exodus, when God tells Moses to pull Aaron aside and his sons to be priests, in four occasions, God says, so they can minister to me. God never said, make them priests so they can minister to the people. God never called the person into the priesthood to minister to the people. They represent the people, but they don't minister to the people. God ministers to the people. The priest ministers to God. My question to you is, do you minister to God because of who he is or because of what you think you can get from him? Even when it comes to giving, our pastors and our preachers, when they preach and it's time for offering, why is it they have to stand and talk for almost a half an hour to quote-unquote raise the offering and then promise you things that God isn't going to do? So you can shift your covetousness from the world to God. We can covet the blessings of God to the point where it gets in the way of the will of God. Whatever valley I'm in, he's ordained it, and he is the Lord of the valley. Whatever mountain I'm on, he ordained it, and he's the Lord of the mountain. He will never leave me. If you're broke, he won't leave you. If you got money, he won't leave you. If you're sick, he'll come and heal you. Wherever you find yourself, that's where he is. So contentment becomes the rule of faith. Not give me more, but let me realize how much I have. Wow! Do you think those people down in Texas are walking around going, oh, my Lexus, oh, my Mercedes? Oh, no. They're saying, thank you that nobody got killed. Thank you that my children are here. Thank you that the baby is still alive. Thank you that we're all together. We can rebuild that house. But God, if one of them died, oh, what's more important? The fact that you are alive and well, or that you got a $2,000 pocketbook? Got a $2,000 pocketbook and ride the Broad Street subway. That's tempted God. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. You don't take a $2,000 pocketbook on the Broad Street subway. You cause somebody to sin. They don't know you're broke. They think you got money. Pastor Bronner, our dear friend, has gone home to be with the Lord. But he told us a story one time. He was, you know, Church of God in Christ, and they would always meet down in Memphis. So he said every time they'd have their convention, the women wore, you know, furs and jewelry, and oh, they were decked out. So they went, three of them went to a side of the city that they wasn't supposed to go in. So they went down there dressed in their furs and their diamonds, looking all fly. And Bishop Bronner said when they went down there, the robbers came up and was jacking them for their stuff. And they said, oh, the blood of Jesus, Jesus. The guy said, Jesus, nothing. Give me that coat and give me them jewels. You see, what you have isn't going to keep the devil from harassing you. If you're going into a major metropolis, you dress down. Walking on Columbia Avenue with a big rock on your finger after dark, that's tempting God. Angels don't even walk down that street without swords out. And here you walking in the name of Jesus, I'm going to be okay. And he'll say, you on your own, baby. Because last time I was down there, I had to fight. I know I'm being facetious. The really deep spiritual people going, how can he say that? God's angels don't run from nobody. I didn't say they ran. I said they had to fight. There are some areas that belong to the devil. Listen to me carefully. There are some so-called blessings that come from the devil because they're designed to keep you from worship and praise. They are designed. Listen, if you move into some place, if you buy something and you lose the joy of the Lord, then it's not from God, because the blessings of the Lord make rich and add no sorrow. If God puts a person in your life and that person brings you down, then God is going to lift you up. But if that person is a continual source of irritation, it ain't from God. Tell somebody, let them go. Tell them, cut them loose. Come down here and dance with me. Listen to this. Listen to this. He said, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man can do to me. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm content. Do you know contentment is the greatest feeling that you can have as a child of God? Because it won't make you reach for something that God's not giving you. Do you understand? Paul teaches us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 10, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care for me has flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked the opportunity. I'm glad that you're taking care of me in my apostolic ministry. You Philippians have given to me on a regular basis, and I'm really happy about that. He said, but I'm not saying that because I want something from you, not that I speak in respect of want. For I have learned, glory to God, I have learned, he said, that whatever state I am, to be content. Because when you learn that God has not forsaken you, whatever condition he has allowed you to be, then you ought to be content. You should not be stressed over anything when God is the author of your situation. While he is not the author of confusion, he is the author of your situation. And he would not let it come if you could not handle it. So sit back, settle in, give him praise, and watch him work. Because when God moves, woo, glory to God. I'm talking to some mature saints now. I'm not talking to babies. I'm talking to mature saints. You see, you mature saints know that when the situation has evolved to the point where you can't handle it, at that moment, you know God's coming to your rescue. You know that whenever you're surrounded by negative things, whenever trouble is greater than you can handle, you ought to learn by now to give God a hearty hallelujah. Because God cannot show up until you lose control of it. Until you say you can't handle it, then God can step in when you give it up.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
9117P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Want to hear more of Bishop Lambert? Now you can access recent sermons preached by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. from your computer and mobile device. Just visit ericlambertministries.com. ericlambertministries.com is updated each week with the most recent sermons preached by Bishop Lambert right after our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Sunday services. Purchase and download these uplifting messages so you can listen to the Word of God wherever you go. So visit ericlambertministries.com and add to your digital library today.